the end of the first reading, we hear the statement that charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And it is precisely that, the choice to place one's heart on the Lord, to serve the Lord with one's whole heart and soul and strength, as Jesus himself taught us that we are to do. That is the case for all of us. But when we consider that point of why would it be said of a woman that that would be the case? First of all, in our society, as it probably has been throughout, oftentimes women are held up for the wrong reason. They're held up because they're pretty, or they're held up because of their grace, or whatever it may be. And while that may be beautiful, that's all going to go away. But what is on the inside is what is most important. And when we hear about all of these things that a worthy wife is able to do for her husband, for her children, it's again what's on the inside. It is what is in the soul that is firm, that is solid. It's one thing to be able to say that her arms are strong, but what is far more important is that spiritually she is strong. And the reason for that is because she is the foundation. She's the foundation of the family. And the family is the foundation of the church and of society. And if the foundation of the house is broken, the whole thing is going to fall down. And the foundation, therefore, for everything is a woman. So today, as we celebrate St. Anne, we see that again. We can imagine the holiness of this incredible woman, the person that God chose to be the mother of the Immaculate Blessed Virgin Mary and the grandmother of his own son. This woman had to be extraordinarily holy. And certainly all those other things may have been able to be said of her, but it is the woman who fears the Lord who is blessed. And that fear of the Lord, again, we have to remember, is a filial fear, a love of God that is so profound that one would fear to offend. That's what a husband ought to have for his wife. It's also, of course, what a wife should have for her husband. But it is what every one of us needs to have for the Lord. Now, we all know that our Lord himself is the rock. He's the one that we have to be founded on, which again is why that love for the Lord, that fear of the Lord, is so important. Because that's what is going to set us firmly on Christ. Again, you think about that and say, okay, if I want to have my life focused on the Lord, I want him to be my foundation, then I don't want to do anything that's going to shake that. I want to have such a profound love for him that I would never want to offend him. I'd never want to separate myself from him in any way. Now, that's the case for all of us. But in God's providence, it is more so, therefore, the case for a woman, because the woman is the foundation for everything on the natural level. That is the dignity that is there. That's why Satan hates women so much. And it's why he has gotten us to the point where women are seen as objects. Women are treated as second-class citizens sometimes. And it's a total disgrace and a violation of their dignity. But again, we ask why. Because the focus is on what's fleeting and not what is on what is really important. The focus is not on the fear of the Lord. The focus is on the charm and the beauty. And if a woman accepts that nonsense, if she believes that garbage, She takes her focus off of the Lord. She separates herself from what needs to be her foundation, and she puts herself on the sand that is going to go away, the sand that's going to blow all over the place. It's shifting constantly. There's no foundation there. The house is going to fall down. If that's all that a woman is for, is charm and beauty, then there's nothing. The real beauty of a woman is what's on the inside. Pretty is on the outside. Beauty comes from the inside. And it is the Lord who needs to be radiant in a woman, as he must be in all of us. But again, we stop and think about what God has established, that if a woman is the foundation, she's the foundation of the family. As I said earlier, the family is the foundation for the church and society. Therefore, everything is built on the shoulders of a woman. That's not the way our society tends to present things, but it's the way God has done things. Our society doesn't see the dignity of women. God holds the dignity of women in an absolute sense, in the highest regard, because he knows how he has created her. He knows the ability that he's given to her. And that's what our society needs to recover. It's what Satan is trying everything in his power to make sure that we do not understand, because he knows that it is a woman who is going to destroy him. And that's what he can't handle. But on our part, we need to recognize the dignity of a woman. Yes, it may be true that God made her the most beautiful of all of his creation, the physical order. And it may indeed be true that he, on the physical order, has made her the most charming and the most graceful and all those other things. All of it goes away, but what is within remains. That's the firm foundation. That is what must be set on Jesus Christ. And that is what will radiate. It doesn't matter if the woman is 20 years old and very pretty, or if she's 90 years old and not so pretty, she is still going to be radiantly beautiful, because it's what's coming from the inside, not what's on the outside, that's important. And that foundation, the very cause, the very foundation of her radiance is the rock, is Jesus. That's where she needs to be founded. That's where that fear of the Lord, that love for God, must be at the foundation for everything, because that's the only thing that is unshakable. And if a woman is founded there, then everything else in the created order is going to be in good order. But if she's not founded there, then the foundation is broken and everything else begins to crack. So that's why we must recognize the dignity of women, and we must recognize what God has chosen for women to do. Not to be second-class citizens, not to be good only because of their beauty or their charm, but to be able to recognize the dignity, the foundation for everything, the foundation for life, the foundation for the family, the foundation for society, the foundation for the church, is founded squarely on the shoulders, or more importantly, on the soul, the love of God, of a woman.